Hey everybody, Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. I didn't know if you were going to miss it on that one. Anyway, welcome to another episode, and this is part of our series. This is how your personality dictates your returns, and today we're going to be talking about the type B personality.
That's right. So hopefully you have watched the other two episodes so that we don't have to recap too much. Today we're talking about personality type B, otherwise known as the index/passive investor. So type B personalities are essentially the exact opposite of type A personalities. They are hardly stressed, even in seemingly stressful situations. They are extremely relaxed in any situation, and people often describe them as being happy-go-lucky. They are usually cheerful and carefree in most situations, and people love hanging out with them because they are usually entertaining and fun to be around. People under this type are characterized by their lack of urgency. They are able to get work done in their own pace without being driven by deadlines. They love to relax and take things as they come. Type B personalities are less competitive, and while they give a project their all, they are not stressed about it, constantly worrying about the outcome or success. In fact, they're able to handle failures very well, taking them as obstacles and moving on to other projects.
Another factor that sets them apart is that they are extremely patient and maintain the same patience in the most tense and stressful conditions. They never give in to pressure and aggression, and they never get frantic about anything. They are also very tolerant, flexible, and adaptable in situations, and they hardly ever complain about things. They lead a full social life because they like connecting with people and forming strong emotional bonds with them. And being cheerful and entertaining by nature, they make friends easily. So that's type B.
Yes. Now
you've read through all of these. So
A while ago, yes.
Right.
So I don't remember them all.
Right. So I have not. And so so this is very interesting. And I'll tell you why in a second. But so the five, yesterday we talked about the five words that told you what the type A person is. And you checked all five boxes.
Yes.
I checked three.
Yes.
So now this is type B. The five are relaxed, cheerful, patient, too casual, and procrastinator. And how many percent do I get like 200% I can use, right?
No.
Because out of those five, I would say that I'm three again.
Okay.
Three out of the
Which
five.
Which three are you?
Relaxed, cheerful, and patient.
Yes.
I'm not too casual, and I'm definitely not a procrastinator. Oh, I could put that till tomorrow.
You're funny.
I would say a little bit on the casual and a little bit on the procrastinator, but not
heavy into
I
would agree that you checked the three boxes. So that's good. Mm-hmm. So you checked three boxes on the other one, and you are already 50 to 60%. We haven't even gotten to personality type C and D yet.
That's why I said I'm working to 200%.
So what percentage are you going to put for yourself on this one?
Gosh, I would say I'm at least the 50 again.
Yeah.
I would say 50 to 60% on this one too.
Yeah, I'm going to say that too. So flip. So if you haven't watched the other ones, we're grading ourselves just like we want you to be grading yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why we split this up into a six series. We're going to talk about personality type A, B, C, and D. And Flip and I are doing this exercise mm-hmm. with you to say, hey, what of these personality traits actually apply to us mm-hmm. so that we can all get to know who we are better to understand mm-hmm. how that translates to our investor profile.
Yep.
And then therefore our rate of return based on what we're comfortable investing in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting Flip down for 50 to 60%. That is also what I put down yesterday. So for those of you at home, he's at 100 or 110, 20% now already. So he's going to have to adjust his numbers in our Putting It All Together episode six of this series. So
I'm going to give it 120%.
And that means he had three out of the five we're going to put these on the video screen. You're going to be able to see them. For those of you who are listening, I apologize. You're just going to have to remember them or go back to the video if you're trying to score yourself. But type A, as a reminder, was ambitious, competitive, practical, impatient, aggressive. Type B that we're talking about today, the five, are relaxed, cheerful, patient, too casual, procrastination. So I'm giving myself a 0 out of 5. Yesterday I was 5 out of 5. Today I feel like I'm 0 out of 5.
Yeah,
do you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so I'm putting Danny.
Well, I mean, you're cheerful.
Well, yeah, I am cheerful.
That's just your personality.
It is. I like to have fun. I like to laugh. Mm-hmm. But in the way it brings it across in this one, it's more socially cheerful. You want to be around people and you want to be entertaining. And that is so not me. Please just put me alone all by myself in a little room where I can relax or do whatever it is that I want to do and be happy at the same mm-hmm. time. That's the only part of cheerful that actually applies to me.
Yep.
So I'm going to put Danny 0%. And I'm just going to put a note, 3 out of 5 for Flip again. Okay. So anything else you want to share about this personality type B?
I think it's funny, you know, and just to compare you and I on the being cheerful and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like if you were to walk into my office for a meeting, I'm going to spend the first 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to be doing small talk and we're going to be talking about something that we have in common, something that has zero to do with work. That's what's going to happen if you walk into my office for a meeting. If you walk into Danny's office for a meeting, she's going to look at you and say, "So, what are we talking about today?"
That is so true.
And I've seen it so many times. I'll be sitting in her office and somebody will walk in and she's like, "Great, I'm glad you're here. So, what we need to do is," and I'm just, "No, hi, how are yous? How's the wife and kids?" None of that. It's just boom, right into work.
I will say that Mark Woodring and I, joked because I used to be his one-on-one guy.
Uh-huh.
And you would come into the office, right?
Yeah.
Because I think you were his one-on-one and then it shifted over to me.
Yeah.
And I think you came in for one of those meetings and that's what happened. It was just, "Hey, Mark, so this is what we're talking about," or we just went straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, I think you said right there, like, "No, hi, how are you?" or anything. I was like, "Dude, this is me and Mark. We're both the exact same personality type. We don't care about the hi, how are yous. We want to get down to business."
Yeah, that's too hilarious.
So yeah, this is really interesting. And I like that they said right up front mm-hmm. that type B is literally quite the opposite of type A, right?
Yeah.
And so we found for you, you're finding yourself a little bit in type A mm-hmm. and a little bit in type B. So I'm really curious to see where you fall mm-hmm. in type C and D, which is our next two episodes.
I don't have any more room.
No, you don't. You're going to have to adjust it and then putting it all together. So we're going to see how it plays out.
Well, I'm trying not to look at C.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah, that's the next episode, buddy.
So, no, but I love this. This is great.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to think of what my classification was on my name badge. Because yours, you know, on our name tags.
You're a collaborator.
I was a collaborator. Yeah. So I'm the one that puts people together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll collaborate, Danny. Whatever you need.
That's why we work and are so happily married.
Yep. Exactly. Well, awesome. Anything else on this one?
Nope. That's it.
Excellent. Well, make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, and join our investor club to see what we're doing behind the scenes and all that. And make sure you're checking us out on all the social medias and on YouTube however you're listening to this one. And 5-star reviews. We'd love to get good
yes,
reviews. That would be
please, awesome.
If you're enjoying this content.
Yeah.
But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart.
Live happy. Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.